It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. My name is Chris Whittingham, joined by the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans. We have a lot to get to here on today's edition of the show. We're going to recap a tremendous week of hockey for the Florida Panthers. Take a look at what is to come this week. It is a busy week of Florida Panthers hockey, including tonight's game, Saturday night, 7 p.m. against Carolina. Tomorrow, it is a 5 p.m. puck drop against the Ottawa Senators. Tuesday in Pittsburgh, Thursday in Boston, and then Friday, the second night of a back-to-back against Minnesota. So five games here this week, starting tonight with the game against Carolina. We'll be joined by Jameson Olive, and we'll talk to Billy Lindsay, the radio analyst for the Florida Panthers. But let's go out now to the BB&T Center, where Doug Plagans is standing by. And what a tremendous week, both in terms of winning and in terms of spectacle for the Florida Panthers this week.
And good morning, Chris. Good morning to everybody out there. Glad to have you aboard. We've got lots to cover here over the course of the hour, as Chris just mentioned. But big week for the Panthers coming off a three-game road trip. Of course, you had the Panthers at home for such a big chunk of the month of February leading up to that trip. Panthers went on the road. It was the game against Colorado, Arizona, and Vegas most recently on Thursday. We'll talk about all three of those. But the Panthers going on the road, picking up 4 out of the 6 points. So a good road trip and some good hockey games, some back-and-forth hockey games to tell you about. So we will get to all that coming up here shortly. Panthers, of course, tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. And just to let you know where things stand going into this one tonight, Carolina Hurricanes coming in, second end of a back-to-back. They beat St. Louis last night, so they're playing some good hockey. They find themselves in third spot in the Metro Division. But, of course, they're trying to solidify a position. The Panthers trying to close that gap, gain some ground on teams like the Carolina Hurricanes, teams like the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, of course, a lot on the line for each of the two teams going into tonight's game. The Panthers beginning a big back-to-back on home ice before, as we mentioned, as Chris said right there, going back on the road for a couple right after this. So a busy week of hockey coming up. Panthers with a big game tonight, 7 o'clock here at the BB&T Center tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes, 954-835-PUCK. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And then tomorrow, the Panthers take on the Ottawa Senators. It's going to be a 5 o'clock face-off tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that Atlantic Division matchup. Panthers and the Senators tomorrow at 5, and again, 954-835-PUCK. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. You can join us tomorrow. That is Sunday, March 3rd. Tomorrow for a Sunday fun day, JetBlue Tailfin Tailgate. Come hang out on the JetBlue tarmac starting at 2 p.m. You can be randomly selected to be a part of the VIP area where you can sample cuisine from various JetBlue destinations and a chance to win a flyaway voucher to Colombia, Dominican Republic, or Jamaica. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com. But the Panthers going into a busy week of hockey. We're going to talk about that and more coming up. Of course, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com is going to join us, and we'll have Billy Lindsay, our broadcast partner, joining us later in the hour to not only talk a little bit about tonight's game against Carolina, but maybe touch on some league-wide stories as well and take a look at teams like Ottawa, Pittsburgh, Boston, Minnesota, teams that are on the Panthers' schedule as the week rolls on. We also, though, have a big week of hockey to get to. The Panthers coming off a road trip, of course, start of the week with a game against the LA Kings 1 week ago at the BB&T Center. And as we go into our week that was, Chris, we start with that game against LA 1 week ago.
Yeah, it was last Saturday, another early puck drop at the BB&T Center. And the Florida Panthers would get off to a great start, and this one would open the scoring.
And the puck goes back into the neutral zone. Vincent Trocheck heading down to our left into the offensive end for the Panthers. Trocheck into the near circle. Dadanoff, Trocheck in front of shot, and he scores! That one took a bounce. It wound up in the back of the net. The Panthers strike first with 8:04 to go in the first period. Vincent Trocheck.
Just his sixth of the year, of Evgeny Dadanov on the assist for the Panthers' opening goal in this one. But 2 minutes later, the LA Kings would get their lone goal, this one to tie it at one. Dustin Brown with his 13th on the season. But in the second period, the Panthers would start to pull away. LA definitely struggling on the year, and the Panthers would take advantage first through Jonathan Huberdeau.
Kopitar on the right boards, has it in the right circle now. Kopitar, wrist shot, sent it wide, rims around, got past Dowdy. Huberto fresh out of the penalty box, has a breakaway. Huberto cuts in, makes a move, shot, he scores! Jonathan Huberto is giving the Panthers a 2-1 lead. Fresh out of the penalty box, a breakaway, and Huberto able to cash in, and the Panthers are back in front.
Incredibly well taken by Huberto in front of Jonathan Quick, and the Panthers would be up 2-1 at that point. Alexander Barkov, 5 minutes later, a power play goal, his 25th of the year. Keith Yandle, Mike Hoffman on the assist, and it would be Yandle who would get Florida's fourth.
Huberto from the circle, a shot, Barkov in front, a bouncing puck, and the puck goes out to Huberto in the far circle. Over to Barkov along the boards, out to the left point, Yandle. Backs up across the line, long wrist shot, he scores! A power play goal, and the Panthers have taken a 4-1 lead.
Two power play goals in a minute and 6 seconds for the Florida Panthers. Panthers special teams continues to be excellent on the year. Yandle's ninth goal, very close to joining Aaron Ekblad among the elite group of defensemen in the NHL that have double-digit goals. Barkov and Huberto on the assists, already 2 points for Huberto on the evening. Into the third, we'd have a pair of players who would score their first goal of the year. First, Jamie McGinn.
Round cross ice McGinn, and then he'll launch one across the rink to Borgstrom. Into the offensive end he goes, to the high slot. Borgstrom pocket pick, but it rolls to McGinn. McGinn, right circle, snaps a shot, he scores! Jamie McGinn has given the Panthers a 5-1 lead.
His first of the year, 6 minutes, 14 seconds into the third, unassisted. And 28 seconds later, we'd have another first of the year scorer. Ian McCaution puts the icing on the cake to make it 6-1.
Brower to the line, McCaution, long shot, he scores! And the Panthers have taken a 6-1 lead. Ian McCaution with a laser beam from the blue line.
McCaution's first of the year from Brower and Borgstrom. And Doug, you know, it's a good night when on multiple goal calls, you hear the announcement for the previous goal still being announced as the goal is being scored.
In the second period, moving forward in that game against the LA Kings, the Panthers were just, you mentioned LA's had a tough go of it at times this year. The Panthers were just too much to handle for LA for a good chunk of that hockey game. It was tight early on. The Panthers were able to get that goal from Huberto on a breakaway early in the second period. That was where the game changed, and if we needed another turning point in that hockey game, the Panthers' power play, which has been so strong all season, scoring twice in just over a minute's time late in the second, there was no looking back after that. The Panthers got those power play goals from Barkov and Yandle late in the second period. So the power play took charge for the Panthers in that one. They would never look back. Great to see Jamie McGinn get his first goal of the season. Obviously, didn't get his start. His season started for quite a while coming off an injury, but great to see him get back in there. And he's made a great impact for the Panthers over the course of the last couple of weeks since he's gotten back in the lineup. Great to see Ian McCaution score his first goal of the season. Also in that one, Roberto Luongo picking up career win number 484. So with that victory that he picked up in net, tied Ed Belfour for third on the NHL's all-time goaltending list by picking up that win over LA in net. So another milestone achieved in that one for Luongo, and that's a good segue, Chris, into the game against Colorado that started the road trip on Monday.
Yeah, Florida Panthers would head on the road for three. It would start in Colorado. We'd have a scoreless first period before in the second, Colorado would jump out to a 2-0 lead. Tyson Jost with his ninth of the year for Colorado, 2 minutes into the second, and then 12 minutes later, Mikko Rantanen with his 26th, 2-0 to the Avalanche at that point, but the Panthers' final 2 minutes of the second would begin storming back.
Head around here to the near boards, Yandle. Into the near circle, looks in front, Brower, a shot, he scores! And the Panthers are on the board late in the second. They cut the deficit in half. Troy Brower was set up in front by Keith Yandle on a nice pass, and Brower with the big goal there late in the period.
And Colorado was piling on the pressure up until that goal to go and get a third, but the Panthers find their way back in it. And again on the power play, this time Evgeny Dadonov ties it up.
Dadonov back out to Yandle at the line across far side. Hoffman in the circle. Wrist shot, save along with the rebound. They score! It looked like Dadonov got a stick on that one, and this game's tied up with 24.8 seconds to go in the second.
Earlier in the day, the Florida Panthers made a trade with the Colorado Avalanche, sending Derek Brassard, who was traded for just a couple of weeks ago, to Colorado in exchange for a draft pick. And the Panthers were nearly made to pay as Derek Brassard scored his 11th of the year from Ryan Graves and Tyson Barrie. But Mike Hoffman, 4 minutes later, ties it up again.
spin down behind the net, back in front, and a bounce pass. Dadnoff goes out at the high slot. Yandle near circle, looks across far side, hoping a shot, and he scores, and the Panthers have tied the game at three. Mike Hoffman able to cash in, had a good look out of that left circle, and he beats Varlamov, and we're all tied up with 8:03 to go in the third.
He continues his amazing season, 27th of the year, from Yandel and Mackenzie Weegar. It would be 3-3. It would be a dramatic final 8 minutes. And then into the 3-on-3 overtime, the Panthers would get the winner.
Jared Bednar sticks with Landeskog, Girard, and McKinnon off the draw. Hoffman, he's got a lane to the offensive end. Hoffman in, spin move in front, backhand, far side. Wrist shot, they score! Aaron Ekblad, the game winner! The Panthers have won it 4-3 in overtime!
His 11th on the year, Mike Hoffman, Vincent Trocheck with the assist, and Doug, you'd have to say, a real gritty performance from this Panthers team. It looked like at 2-0 down in the second period, Colorado packing on the pressure that they might drop points in this one, but they managed to come back twice and eventually win it in overtime.
And this team doesn't panic, and they didn't panic in that hockey game. It was a good comeback win for the Panthers. They win it in overtime out in Colorado to start that road trip. Aaron Ekblad with the overtime winner, and the Panthers really wasted no time getting that overtime winner in the first half a minute of the overtime frame. Roberto Luongo picking up career win number 485. And, Chris, Roberto Luongo, especially late in that hockey game, he was spectacular.
Amazing.
Colorado had some chances to try and get a lead that could have wrapped the game up in regulation. Roberto Luongo had other ideas. He was able to help force that one into overtime, and picking up career win 485, sole possession of third on the NHL's all-time goaltending wins list. So Roberto Luongo was great in net in that game, and of course Troy Brouwer getting on the score sheet quite a bit lately, making things happen in that one. Also should mention the game was played on trade deadline day, so just to quickly recap what the Panthers did on trade deadline day, because you mentioned Derek Brassard woke up as a member of the Florida Panthers that day, played for Colorado when game time came around. Over the course of the day, here are the moves as we run through them. The Panthers acquired forward Cliff Poo from the Carolina Hurricanes in exchange for future considerations. And then Springfield, Panthers AHL affiliate, traded forward Tomas Yurko to Charlotte for future considerations. The Derek Brassard trade you mentioned, Chris. The Panthers received a 2020 third-round pick from Colorado in exchange for Derek Brassard and a conditional 2020 sixth-round pick. So that was the trade there. The Panthers also acquired forward Jean-Sebastien D from the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for Chris Weidman, who's played one game for the Panthers this season. The Panthers also received a 2021 seventh-round draft pick from Winnipeg in exchange for defenseman Bogdan Kiselevich. And just as far as the overall summary of the moves that day, here's what Dale Talon, the Panthers' president of hockey operations, general manager, had to say. He said it was a busy and good day for the Panthers organization while maintaining a strong roster for the stretch run. We've also successfully positioned our club for the future over the past few weeks by stocking draft picks and creating the salary cap flexibility we need to take an aggressive approach in free agency. I want to thank Derek, Bogdan, and Chris for their contributions to the Panthers organization, and we wish them the best of luck in the future. Also that day, Chris, it was announced the Panthers agreed to terms on a 3-year contract extension with Frank Vatrano, and he's had a great season for the Panthers, so some big news there as well. And the Panthers, of course, the other big news on Monday, that big overtime win, another milestone win for Roberto Luongo, and the Panthers would be back on the ice one night later in game two of that 3-game road trip.
Yes, indeed. They'd be a second night of a back-to-back in Arizona. This one would go all the way to a shootout. Let's first tell you how we got there. A scoreless first for a second consecutive night. Derek Stepan would open the scoring for Arizona. His 12th of the year, he would not be done in the goals that we'd get. We'll get to that later on. But first, Mike Hoffman would tie it up at one late into the second. And it would be Mike Hoffman who would get his 28th of the year. 1-1 would be the score at that point. Oliver Ekman-Larsson with his 8th of the year on the power play towards the end of the second period. Then into the third, Jamie McGinn would score for the second time this week. Jamie McGinn, his 2nd of the year. Troy Brouwer and Riley Sheehan on the assist on that one. Then Alexander Barkov, his 26th of the year, to make it 3-2. He continues his tremendous run of form. Brouwer again on the assist. He had a terrific week, Troy Brouwer, getting his 8th of the year on Monday night and then getting 2 assists on Tuesday night. Derek Stepan would get the equalizer late in the third period, his 13th of the year and 2nd of the night. And we go to the shootout. And in the shootout, clinical from Arizona. Panthers actually getting a goal from Jonathan Huberdeau, but Nick Cousins, Alex Galchenyuk, and Vinny Hinostroza all scoring their goals on their shootout attempts. Incredibly well taken by Arizona, but the Panthers will have to settle for an away point, Doug.
And it was a back-and-forth hockey game, of course. Arizona took the early lead. They had another one-goal lead that they took into the locker room after two periods of play. The Panthers would get it tied up and would take a lead in the third, but Arizona battling back after that. It was off to a shootout. One of those games just kind of, you knew it had the feel of a photo finish. And the big thing that stands out with that one, Chris, that three-on-three overtime was wild in that hockey game between the Panthers and the and the Arizona Coyotes. And you got into overtime. Of course, Roberto Luongo didn't start that game. James Reimer left the game very early in the second period with a lower body injury, so Luongo wound up taking over and playing game two of the back-to-back, really about two-thirds of that hockey game, a little more than two-thirds of the hockey game when you consider that it went into overtime. And Darcy Kuemper, the goaltender for Arizona, he's been playing well. Roberto Luongo has been playing well, and those two matched each other save for save in that overtime period. It was really something to see, and both teams had chances to win it, and both goaltenders pushed it into a shootout through some just highlight reel saves through that overtime. And again, the three-on-three overtime between the Panthers and Arizona, if you haven't had a chance to go and watch what those two goaltenders were able to do in the shows that they put on in the extra frame, I would highly suggest going back and finding a replay of the that five-minute overtime period, because it was something to see. But it was the Arizona Coyotes who won it in a shootout, got the extra point. But tell you what, anytime you go on the road for back-to-back games and you come away with 3 out of 4 points, you know, that's certainly something you can build on.
An incredibly solid run, but you're right. I was here in the studio hosting the coverage, and I was out of my chair. I was standing up watching my television. That was such a great game and such a dramatic overtime, but it would not be the only great game of the week. The Panthers on Thursday night would take on the Vegas Golden Knights at T-Mobile Arena, and it would not disappoint. Paul Stastny would open up the scoring 3 minutes into this one, but the Panthers would then go on a run in the first period, open up a significant lead. First, Mike Hoffman on the power play.
Yandle, Huberto, left circle, drop pass, Yandle across, Hoffman, top of the right circle, looks around, back up top, Yandle fakes the shot, Hoffman, top of the right circle, wrist shot, he scores! Mike Hoffman picked his spot and he found it. We've got a 1-1 game, a power play goal for Mike Hoffman.
His 29th of the year, but a Mike Hoffman power play goal would not happen for the first time. That same scoring combination would make it 2-1 to the Panthers.
Out to the near point, the Panthers control, Yandle far side, Huberto back to Yandle, walks in across, one-timer Hoffman, he scores! A power play goal for Hoffman! That's two in the period, the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. And for Mike Hoffman, that's 30 goals on the year, a new career high for him.
And Mike Hoffman with his 30th on the season, incredible season for the trade from Ottawa, and he would make it 2-1 to the Panthers at that point. But the Panthers wouldn't even be done in the first period. They wouldn't even be done in that minute of the game. 28 seconds later, Aaron Ekblad for 3-1.
And Riley Smith backhands through the neutral zone, overshot Nate Schmidt. Ekblad quickly back along Trocheck near side, picked up by Huberto. Huberto, Ekblad, a drive, he scores! That one got through traffic in front. The Panthers have a 3-1 lead.
And the Panthers would exit the first period, and what a six-minute stretch that was. Three goals, two from Hoffman, and Aaron Ekblad making it 3-1 as we'd enter the first intermission, but Vegas would come storming back, as you might expect, for last year's Stanley Cup finalist Riley Smith making it 3-2, his 11th of the year, John Merrill for 3-3, and then Colin Miller would give Vegas the lead 4-3 as we'd enter the final stretch of the second, but Alexander Barkov, just before the intermission, would make it 4-4.
Barkov, backhand feed, Yandle at the left point, fires, it's tipped and it goes high of the Vegas net, McGinn at the side of the goal in front, they jam it, they score! Barkov from right out in front, picks up a rebound, and the Panthers have tied it at 4 in the final minute of the second period.
And it would be 4-4 as we'd enter the second, and then the Panthers early in the third would retake the lead.
Ryden Hunt across, left side, Matheson, a drive, save made the loose, back in front, a shot in! They score! Jonathan Huberto was in front for the rebound, and there was a lot going on in front of Subban, but the Panthers are able to cash in and take a 5-4 lead early in the third.
Yeah, it was jammed at. It was all kinds of carnage in front of goal, but the Panthers able to retake the lead. Malcolm Subban unable to keep that one out. But then we'd go down the stretch of this one. Panthers trying to hang on to that 5-4 lead, but Riley Smith, his second of the night to make it 5-5. We'd go into 3-on-3 overtime, a show worthy of Vegas. We'd go into the shootout, and unfortunately, Shea Theodore with the winning goal in the shootout. So the Panthers, for a second straight road game, will have to take their away point. And look, taking points away from home is great. And what a spectacle it was, Doug, on the evening at T-Mobile Arena.
That was a heck of a hockey game. Again, we talked about the Arizona game being a back-and-forth game. Well, the game against the Vegas Golden Knights had a little bit of everything in it. And again, 6-5, the Panthers fell in a shootout on the road. But you go on the road, 4 out of 6 points against three good hockey teams on the road. Certainly a trip the Panthers can build on moving forward. And you had some more just big things individually to talk about in that one. Mike Hoffman, 2 goals in that one. He has 30 on the year. His 13 power play goals this season have him tied for 7th in the National Hockey League, and he's just continuing to climb that list. The Panthers' power play as a whole, 2nd in the National Hockey League, behind only the power play of the Tampa Bay Lightning, 0.2% ahead of the power play of the Boston Bruins. So the Panthers' power play all season long has been a strength, something they've been able to rely on. And Keith Yandle in that game got up to 50 points on the year, and he is just the 2nd defenseman in Panthers history, or the 1st defenseman in Panthers history to have 2 50-point seasons, I should say. So he continues to be such a big part of the Panthers' offense and the Panthers' play with the man advantage. Big offensive week for Aaron Ekblad as well. But the Panthers do fall 6-5 in a shootout in that one. They get 1 point on the road, and they'll be coming in to take on Carolina tonight. But very quickly, a thought from Panthers head coach Bob Bugner following that 6-5 shootout loss out in Vegas on Thursday night.
You know, they came at us in waves at times, and you know, what I liked about it the most is how we responded in the third period. I think, I don't know what the shots were, I think we gave up 6 or 7 shots in the third period, and it was probably our best period. And we just found a way to grab a point. And like I said before, in overtime, in a shootout, it's anybody's game. And, you know, it hasn't gone in our favor. I think we're 3-5 in shootouts this year, and it's probably been, you know, one of those things that has cost us points, obviously. But you look down the bench, you wouldn't want anybody else to shoot but those three guys, obviously. And, you know, it is what it is. I think 4 out of 6 on this road trip, there was a lot of hard hockey. There was a lot of overtime minutes. There was a lot of heavy minutes for guys. You know, and I just like the way we're competing, and we're finding a way, we're scraping a way to get points. You know, they're a top 5 team in most offensive categories. So it's not like you're coming in here, you know, and holding this team to 10 or 12 chances, especially when you don't have the last chance. So we knew they were going to get their chances, and it was just a matter of us keep answering every time and finding a way to score the next goal. And we did. And we had good performances from a lot of guys in our lineup, you know, and it was just one of those games where, again, we found a way, and those are important things. Go home for a couple games this weekend.
And Coach Bob Bugner right there with some thoughts following that shootout loss to Vegas by a 6-5 score back on Thursday, the game that closed out that 3-game road trip. And the Panthers certainly can take a lot of positives from the 3-game road trip as they come into tonight's game against the Carolina Hurricanes. And again, a 7 o'clock start tonight, Panthers and Carolina, 3rd and final matchup of the season for the Panthers and the Hurricanes, a very important game for each of the two teams. The Panthers, the slightly more rested team, with Carolina having played and having beaten St. Louis one night ago in Raleigh. So the Panthers a little bit more rest maybe going into this one than Carolina, but a ton on the line as we go into the first game of March for the Panthers, heading down the stretch run of the regular season here. Panthers looking to get on a roll here as we go into the season's late stages. And tomorrow night, Panthers and the Ottawa Senators. It's going to be a 5 o'clock face-off tomorrow here at the BB&T Center. Panthers and Ottawa, an Atlantic Division matchup. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. And then very quickly, the week ahead, Panthers on the road, 7 o'clock Tuesday at Pittsburgh, 7 o'clock Thursday at Boston, back here to the BB&T Center in Sunrise, coming up on Friday at 7 against the Minnesota Wild. So a busy week for the Panthers lining up. And the Panthers, of course, the game's getting to be more and more important each and every time out. Join the Panthers Foundation at Pucks and Pints Beer Fest, presented by Funky Buddha Brewery on March 10th. Sample beer from several breweries, listen to live music, and watch the cast. Bobcats to defend home ice against the Red Wings at BB&T Center. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older. For ticket packages, go to floridapanthers.com. That, of course, a week from tomorrow when the Panthers take on Detroit. So a busy week ahead lining up. We're going to talk all about the week ahead and about the week that was, Chris, when Jameson Olive joins us, and he's going to join us right here. He's right here with me at the BB&T Center. So through the magic of radio, Jameson and I here at the BB&T Center will be able to communicate with you in the studio, and it'll be radio magic coming up straight ahead.
And in-studio guests, we have Jameson Olive, who will join us here from FloridaPanthers.com, covers team there. We'll talk about tonight's Carolina game and much more. That's next on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Better show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This is the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Chris Whittingham and the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans, with you here, taking you through the week that was and looking ahead to the week that will be. We had two victories for the Panthers in the last week against L.A. at the BB&T Center and at Colorado, a pair of shootout losses and fantastic games in Arizona and Las Vegas. Now the Panthers will return home for two against Carolina tonight, tomorrow against Ottawa. Then later on this week, a quick two-game road trip up to Pittsburgh and Boston, two fantastic venues for hockey before coming back Friday night against Minnesota. Should be a great week for the Panthers. And Doug Plagans, I understand that you're joined by our next guest at the BB&T Center.
I do have a guest right here. Very quickly, though, you mentioned Friday's game. The Panthers hosting the sixth semi-annual Grateful Dead night at the BB&T Center on Friday night at 7. All fans who purchase tickets through the promo code GRATEFUL will receive an exclusive Grateful Dead night t-shirt. Go to floridapanthers.com/promo for more information. Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes coming up here tonight, 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow it's the Panthers in Ottawa at 5-954-835, puck, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Jameson Olive, the lead writer of floridapanthers.com, is on with us now. And Jameson, just looking back, we're going to talk about tonight's game here. We're going to talk about a little bit about maybe what lies ahead, but just looking back at this road trip, Panthers going on the road for what felt like the first time in a long time, and they get 4 out of 6 points on that trip against 3 good hockey teams. When you look back at that road trip, the first thing that stands out for you?
It is points left on the board, obviously. You think about that. If the Panthers would have had a better start to this season, a lot of guys in that room would have said, you know, hey, 4 and a 6 on a tough road trip after a long homestand, we'll take that any day of the week. But just, you know, based on the fact that the guys are going to these games knowing they need 2 points, putting that much pressure on themselves, and then having those 2 games slip away late, it's tough. And you heard the guys say that after the game, especially Jonathan Huberdeau. You know, he had a 4-point night, but he looked pretty miserable after that game. So he said, you know, hey, we left a point on the board. We need these 2 points right now. We got to make this push, because, like you were saying in the earlier segments, the Panthers still very much in this if they get those 2 points in these games. So those are tough 2 points to lose for this team. But you look back at those games, I mean, those two shootout losses, games that they were leading late, and you kind of look at how this team's been playing lately. I consider those games the Panthers lost. They weren't beat. The Panthers haven't been beat in a while. They lost those games. They gave them away there at the end and then just couldn't win the shootout at overtime, which makes it even tougher. I mean, I think the last time the Panthers were, you know, sufficiently beat was that Dallas game, and that was, I think at the point now, it was probably 6 or 7 games ago. So this Panthers team has been playing so well lately. They've been in control of a lot of these games. It's just about finishing.
And we want to talk about an individual here. Looking back at the most recent game against Vegas, Mike Hoffman, 30 goals, career high for him. And I know that was something we talked about. I remember on the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, right after he was acquired, way back in the summer, I remember us saying that 30 goals was a realistic possibility and really perhaps even an expectation for a guy like Mike Hoffman, who's posted goal totals in the high 20s multiple times throughout his career. 29 was his previous career high. He topped that, got his 30th last time out, 2 power play goals. So I guess kind of a two-parter there, but you look at Mike Hoffman's game, just how much he has meant to this Panthers team and how much he's meant to this Panthers power play. We saw both of them right there as he gets a new career high in goals and posts his 13th power play goal of the season.
Well, like I said on the radio after 40 last game, it's the biggest steal of the summer for any team to get him, not only for this season but for next season as well, on a good contract for, you know, a second-round pick and 2 late-round picks. That's just incredible. That is some wheeling and dealing by Dell Talon and a great move. And he's just, like you said, he's been incredible ever since we got here. And looking back at when you and I were talking when they got him, I think a lot of us saying, you know, he's going to get 30 goals, calls was because we thought he'd be, you know, with Alexander Barkov, a guy that's going to set him up all the time. And the fact of the matter is he's been scoring. He's been up and down this lineup. He spent a lot of time on the third, the second, the first, the fourth a bit at the beginning of the season, and he scores wherever you put him, not only there but on the power play as well. Like you said, 13 power play goals. So for him to come out here, score 30 goals, he's happy. He's looked great. That was one of the bigger bright spots for this road trip, too, is him having those two goals, him hitting that mark. And it's a mark he's not going to stop at. I could see him finishing with around, you know, 35 goals. And we talked about it. It's been a long time since the Panthers had a 30-goal scorer. And obviously, they had a couple recently now. But to have a good guy that, you know, approaches 40, that's been a long, long time. So the Panthers now, he won't be the last either. Barkov looks like he's going to hit 30 goals. I can't remember the last time we had two 30-goal scorers. So things are definitely better in that area in terms of the goal-scoring department. But for Hoff, I mean, Bob said after the last game, you know, no offense to the other guys, but Hoff is the main reason why this power play is second in the league. Obviously, Keith Yandle's doing a ton back there quarterbacking it. He's having a, you know, one of the top power play point guys in the league. But what Hoffman does in terms of just distracting other teams, all eyes are on Hoffman. When they do their pre-scouts, when they you know, look at the video of the Florida Panthers before games, they're seeing Mike Hoffman at the power play, and they're saying, don't let this guy shoot, don't let this happen, which frees up the entire other end of the ice. It's why Huberto's having a great year on the power play. It's why Yandle, you know, has 9 goals this season, a lot of them coming on the power play, because he's got so much space to shoot. So even when he's not scoring on the power play, he's such just a big presence that he just changes the whole game out there.
Jamison Olive joining us here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show, and Hoffman is definitely a player who's made a real impact, but he's part of the offseason business for the Florida Panthers. I want to talk about the totality of the in-season business. We mentioned in the previous segment about the four trades that the Panthers made on Monday. In total, what the Panthers have done kind of in these last few weeks, what have you made of it all?
It's been interesting, especially with Dale Tallon saying after the deadline, the team is basically setting themselves up to hit a home run this summer in free agency, whether that's in free agency, whether that's moves. I think it's more free agency, but him just saying that, they say this team's, you know, not going to hit any bunt singles this summer. They're going for homers. You know, they're going for those big fish. So basically at the deadline, the Panthers, for the Panthers, the deadline, you know, started months ago. It started, you know, in late December when they traded Michael Hutchinson, and since then they traded Alexander Petrovich, they traded Nick Bjugstad, Jared McCann, and they were just freeing up space, cap space for next season. They were getting draft picks, and they were also, you know, bringing back some bodies like Derek Brassard and Riley Sheahan, guys that could also help in their current push to get them back to where they are now. So they freed up space, they got some assets without hurting the current product, which is hard to do, but they were able to do it. But like I said, that was all just to free up cap space. That was all just to give them flexibility for this summer to add the pieces they need, because you look at the team on the ice, like we've said, this isn't a bad hockey team. They have so much talent. Mike Hoffman, Alexander Barkov, Keith Yandle, Aaron Ekblad, the list goes on and on. They have depth now. They have some guys coming up like Owen Tippett, Grigori Denisenko, Alexi Hepaniemi. Like, this team is set up in a good spot right now. They just need a few big pieces here and there to be the team they want to be, and they're basically just putting themselves in position to get those big pieces this summer.
And plenty of time to discuss what those pieces will be. But I want to talk about someone who has become something of a surprising piece for the Panthers. That's Frank Vatrano, who inked a contract extension this week. Panthers are 10th in the league in total goals scored, and I think players like him contributing the odd 20 goals here and there have allowed the Panthers to get to that point. What have you made of the Panthers' just ability to find players that can contribute goals and have the Panthers in the top 10 of the scoring charts in the NHL?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I looked at, you know, Frank Vatrano, the Panthers got him at around last year's deadline for a third-round pick, brought him in when he was injured, but just said, you know, when this kid's healthy, he's going to be great. Came back late in the season, really helped the Panthers in that push to 96 points at the end of last season. Scored a couple goals, I think it was 6 goals last season, and then comes in this year and just started climbing the depth chart. He started around the third line, just kept scoring goals, but it wasn't necessarily that. It was, you know, his engine. He's great at back-checking. He leads all forwards on the team, block shots, and that kind of caught Bob Bugner's eye, and he said, you know, if this kid can put the puck in that and also can do that stuff, he's earned a chance, and just kind of kept moving him up the depth chart. You know, he played on the second line for a bit. He still plays in the second line a bit. But for a good chunk there, he was on the top line with Alexander Barkov, and that's when he just took off. And if you had to describe Frank Vatrano, the one word's consistency. He rarely goes more than, you know, 6 games without a goal. It seems like every 3 or 4, he's finding the back of the net. And talking to him, he said that was his old goal for the summer, was consistency. He was tired of being labeled a streaky guy, which is kind of what happened to him with Boston. He didn't get a ton of opportunity. He was playing in the bye. He was playing on fourth line minutes, and he'd score 2 goals, and then he would vanish for 20 games. And he said he didn't want to be that guy, so he just want to be consistent in every area of the game. Like I said, the back-checking, the defense, all that stuff. And he said if I do that, goal scoring will be consistent as well, and it has been this season. So great for him, for the Panthers to re-sign him for 3 years. A very friendly deal for a guy that can score 20 goals and a guy that, you know, he's now part of this core now, I think. He's a guy that's probably going to – he can play in the top 6. He can play on the third line. You can really put him anywhere. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife in terms of offense.
And the last thing, Jamison, up against the end of the segment here, just looking at tonight's game against Carolina – team the Panthers saw here in this building not too long ago. What stands out for you with this matchup tonight?
Yeah, they saw them not too long ago, a 4-3 loss. Like I said, they didn't get beat by the Hurricanes. They lost that game. They were leading. The Hurricanes scored two in the third to come back and win that one. And that was just a chaotic game where the Panthers, that was the eight power play game for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Justin Williams scored off his face.
You know, the Panthers not too happy about the calls after that game. Keith Yandle talked about it. Bob Booter did. So for this game, I expected it to be not that game. I expected it to be a much more regular game, maybe a couple power plays here and there for each team. Curtis McElhinney went last night for the Carolina Hurricanes, who beat the St. Louis Blues, you know, one of the hottest teams in hockey right now. So Panthers probably going to draw Peter Mrazek, a guy they've seen before. And we talk about the teams the Panthers are chasing. It's not just the Hurricanes. There's a couple teams, but this is a game you got to win. You got to get 2 points. And it's a game you probably can't let go to overtime because you can't let the Hurricanes get any points either. So for the Panthers, you know, play a good full 60, win this one in regulation, and go from there.
And it's the front end of a back-to-back. Panthers and the Hurricanes tonight at 7. Panthers in Ottawa tomorrow at 5 at the BB&T Center, 954-835. Puck, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, we thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
Jameson Olive with us, and big thanks as always. Big week coming up for the Panthers. We've talked about these couple of games at home. After that, Panthers going on the road to Pittsburgh 7 o'clock Tuesday, to Boston 7 o'clock Thursday, and Panthers fans can join us for an official Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha on Thursday as the Cats take on Boston. Puck drop 7 o'clock. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com. Then the Panthers back home on Friday at 7 against Minnesota. And we've got more to come here in Panthers Insider, Chris.
Yes, indeed. Coming up next, we'll be joined by the radio analyst for the Florida Panthers and, of course, Panthers legend Billy Lindsay. Joins us next on the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Chris Whittingham here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show alongside Doug Plagans. We'll have the call this evening of the Florida Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. Check it out across the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Pay a visit to the BB&T Center this evening. And Doug will be joined by Billy Lindsay here momentarily.
Billy Lindsay will be with us here in just a moment. Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes done at 7, and then tomorrow at 5, Panthers and the Ottawa Senators. That's right here at the BB&T Center, 954-835. Puck, Panthers then on the road Tuesday at 7 against Pittsburgh, Thursday at 7 against Boston, back here at the BB&T Center, Friday at 7 against Minnesota. So, Chris, a busy week lining up, and we're going to talk about it right now.
Yes, indeed. Billy Lindsay is going to join us here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Billy, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Chris, Doug, how's everything going this morning?
Yeah, doing great.
Yeah, everything's going great. I want to start first looking at tonight's game. These two teams met a couple of weeks ago. It was a very good game, but the Carolina Hurricanes came out on top 4-3. A couple of games later, Carolina is red hot. They've won 10 out of 12. How do you see this matchup?
Got to be ready to go. It's going to be an emotional game for both teams, but you're coming back off that West Coast trip. You've got that time change for the Panthers coming back from Vegas. That's a quick turnaround, but Carolina had a huge game at home last night against St. Louis, in which they were able to prevail. So both teams coming back-to-back for Carolina, time change for the Panthers. It's going to be that first period is going to be critical for this game. Carolina's playing the best hockey of the season. They're trying to mix things up in that Metro Division in the playoff race, and this is one of the teams that the Panthers are trying to chase down. So whether the time change, back-to-back, whatever it is, I expect both these teams to come out prepared and be very desperate.
Now, I wanted to ask you about a move that the Florida Panthers made this week, and it was not any of the trades. It was the extension of Frank Vatrano, a player that they acquired last year and has really come on the scene and provided a lot, 20-goal scorer for the Panthers this year. And I was talking with Jameson Olive in the previous segment about how the Panthers are actually 10th in the league in goal score, and I think finding goals in places like Frank Vatrano is the main reason why.
And the big thing for Vatrano, most of his damage has been done at even strength, and that's hard to do. He's a prototypical winger. Coming in, I really evaluated him as just a pure goal scorer, but watching him play more, he's exceptional along the boards in his own end, playing in straight lines, putting a lot of pressure on the defenseman, opening up space for his line mates. So he's done a lot of damage. This is his first 20-goal season. If he continues to put up these kind of numbers in the following years, $2.5 million for 3 years, per year is going to be a real big-time bargain for the Panthers if he continues at this rate. But he's got one of the quickest releases on the team. And as I said, as far as playing the wing position, he is one of the most sound wingers the Panthers have on their team.
And, Billy, we'll have lots of time to talk about tonight's game when we hit the air for the pregame at 6:30, but this starts up a busy weekend for the Panthers. And just looking at tomorrow night's opponent, want to look at some of the opponents the Panthers have in a busy week coming up here. It starts with Ottawa. That's tomorrow at 5, and that's a team that that has struggled a little bit here lately. When you look at tomorrow's matchup, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but what stands out for you with tomorrow's game against the Ottawa Senators, which you can catch tomorrow at 5 right here at the BB&T Center?
Struggled. You're a kind man, Ottawa. It's been nothing short of the future years. It's been a disaster there, what's happened, unfortunately, with the ownership in Melnick and trading all their top three scores into Zingle. Duchesne, Stone leaves, and Stone says he's happy to leave there. They've got a mix of young guys. They've got some decent young guys, Colin White, Brady Tkachuk, who's going to be good, and then the Shabbat, this defenseman, who might equally be one of those top offensive defensemen when they come around. But it's problematic in the immediate future for Ottawa. That's a game that has to be a slam dunk. You have to be able to close the door on that no matter what. That's an absolute must win, because they're a disheartened team. Their franchise is going through a bunch of turmoil, a bunch of changes. So the Panthers look at that game, and you just got to be able to put your foot on the gas pedal and bury them.
And you talk about maybe a team there that isn't in the playoff mix, but the Panthers and the Pittsburgh Penguins, that's going to be a game with a ton on the line for each of the two teams coming up when the Panthers begin this little two-game trip on Tuesday. Billy, I'm sure across the National Hockey League, that's going to be one of the most watched games that evening. Panthers and Pittsburgh coming up on Tuesday night.
That's going to be ginormous against Pittsburgh. They're one of those teams that might fall out of the race. It has that kind of potential in Pittsburgh, if you can believe that, with Crosby, Malkin, Kessel, all this kind of talent. But they're banged up. They lost Rust for what looks like a lengthy period of time. Letang, we don't know when he's been back, going to be back. Dumoulin, defenseman that was paired with Letang, that was their top D pair, are out. So it's a Pittsburgh team that's beaten up, trying to stay in that race. That's going to be a game the Panthers going to have to circle. Carolina, you need this one. Got to beat Ottawa and then go into Pittsburgh. If you want to get back in the race, those are the teams that you have to beat, and it's going to be fun to watch. That Metro division on the other side, wide open. So every team's going to be going at it, and these are the teams the Panthers are trying to chase down.
And one last thing here, Billy, at the end of the segment, the Panthers still have 3 matchups against the Boston Bruins this season. Very good hockey team. They'll see them on Thursday night. And, as we get into what's going to be an entertaining last 3 games against Boston over the course of the regular season, what sticks out for you with what's been key for the Boston Bruins' success this year?
It has to start, I think, with the coach, Bruce Cassidy, and what he's been able to do. I was looking over some of their stuff the other day. They've used 21 forwards on the season now with the addition of Johansson and Coyle to their lineup. They've called up all kinds of players up front. They've lost all 6 regular defensemen at some point, and they just continue to win. So they've been able to stock their farm system, able to stay alive, and it's a team that plays a systematic game. Everyone buys in, no matter who's in the lineup. They just find ways to win. Pasternak, their leading goal scorer, is out of the lineup at this moment. So that's a team that has found it. They're going to be able to push some of these top teams and maybe have a chance, they think, at the Stanley Cup. So you look at the schedule, Doug, it doesn't get – there's no easy games on it. So that Boston team, to me, what they've been able to do with all the injuries has been extremely impressive. So that's a game that you're going to have to be so sound in everything that you do to be able to beat them. You've got to be able almost to play that perfect game, stay out of the penalty box, and create no turnovers and get exceptional goaltending.
And that'll just about do it. Bill Lindsay, appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to your call tonight.
All right. It's going to be a fun one. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Bill Lindsay joining us here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. That'll just about do it for us, for Doug Plagans at the BB&T Center, for Jamison Olive, and for Bill Lindsay. My name is Chris Whittingham. Our studio producer has been Manny Chang. And this week, Florida Panthers, Carolina at home, Ottawa at home before trips to Pittsburgh, and Boston Friday at home against Minnesota. That is your week ahead for the Florida Panthers. This has been the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.